was Dwight smacking the hand of Chase Martin. You love to see these guys rewarded for their efforts, and Chase Martin fills up the stat line. You guys get a lot of contributions, Dwight, from a lot of different guys, and it wasn't pretty in the first half, but you made it work in the second.
No, it was not.
Long pause.
Long pause. Basketball is a funny game. Obviously, neither team shot the ball well in the first half. And if we're being honest, you know, both teams had looks that they would definitely feel comfortable with that just didn't drop. But I really thought the difference was we stuck with it in the second half. You know, it wasn't pretty, but again, I sound like a broken record. Our guys, when they play hard and they play mentally and physically tough and we play together, right, I just think really good things happen. And what you saw tonight was different guys stepped up, and it was really cool to see because some of these guys are long overdue.
I look again at your bench, and when you talk about that's where I think maybe the epitome of a team playing together. Chase Martin with 12, Kyler Filowich with 11, Amari Tice, you get him back, and he scores 6. And not only that, he just provides such positive energy and a spark. But when this team is doing that, it allows you to spread the minutes out, and then nobody plays more than 28 minutes. And in fact, after that, nobody played more than 25. That's a great thing as you start moving into the middle of January and into February.
100%. You know, the versatility our team has that you mentioned, with guys being able to play and not having to overload guys minute-wise, is huge. Because as we all know, right, this is a marathon. And so not only does that help for your second games on a Wednesday-Saturday split or a Wednesday-Sunday split, but over the course of a conference play, right, it's going to pay dividends when it comes time to head up to Asheville. And to your point, I mean, you just look at the box score and you see 36 bench points. That's huge, and that's something that's really exciting for us moving forward.
You know, now the weekend and moving on into next week takes a little bit of a change because classes will start on Monday, and you got to get these guys ready. I know it's interim, but still. And then Tuesday, you get back on the bus and head down to Alabama. Does practice change? You've kind of been like an NBA team the last couple of weeks. How does practice change now that classes kick in?
Whole lot. You know, for us, we've identified stuff, and we're going to continue to do so, of ways in which we got to get better on both sides of the ball. You know, still had probably too many turnovers, and, you know, we want our guys to be aggressive, but if we're being honest, some of those were probably a little sloppy and that we can clean up. Still would love to do a little better job of, you know, being a little more disruptive on the defensive side of the ball. A couple actions and looks kind of gave us some problems. But overall, you know, as you start to get to this point in the season, you have to continue to get better, right? I think the teams that, regardless of whether you're 4-0 right now, 0-4, or anything in between, the teams that are going to do well in March are the teams that identify their areas of improvement and continue to get better while also taking away the stuff that, as a program, we identify are major points for every team that you get to scout.
Awesome, Coach. Great. Well said. We'll see you in Birmingham, see if we can keep this thing moving in the right direction, get another win.
Looking forward to it.
All right, Dwight Perry joining us postgame, 77-57. I gave Dwight my score sheet. That's why I can't remember the thing. As we wrap this one up, and Tom, you're going to get back. Everybody kind of gets back to normalcy here on campus on Monday. Students will start trickling back in. I thought it was a great crowd tonight. Let me just say that.
Yeah,
I thought a lot of folks turned out. A couple of students were here, and you could certainly heard that atmosphere that we hope gets bigger and better during the regular season. And
yep.